Good afternoon and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm your charming host of the program, and we're delighted to have you with us today. And, you know, a lot of the boys are traveling soon, and I'd like to, before we continue on with the regular program today, get a little travel update. I know that let's go around the room, and we'll find out where everybody's traveling to this coming weekend. RJ, where are you traveling to this weekend?
I'm going to Florida, Mike.
You're going to Florida? And when do you leave, for Florida?
Thursday.
Thursday, down to Florida. You've been spending a lot of time down in Florida.
Well, I'm trying to muster up some other income as well.
Oh!
Nice.
Are you traveling by train or automobile?
I am taking the plane.
You're taking the plane?
What?
Avion.
Anything you can reveal, or is this a state secret, your income opportunities?
Oh, it's a state secret. I'm trying to bring some business that my buddy in West Palm is doing up here to Virginia.
Ah, very
good. He's flying. He's investing in a citrus plantation.
Going to the racetrack.
Buena suerte. Buzz, where are you going this weekend?
I'm going to the store and the cleaners and the bank.
Buzz will be staying home.
Also traveling by airplane, though.
Yes.
Mark, where are you traveling?
Just to synagogue.
Synagogue, as usual.
Multiple times.
On to Oscar Santana. Oscar, where are you going this weekend?
I'm taking a lovely vacation. Lovely.
Oh, that's right.
Word.
This is your scheduled vacation.
Yes.
Albeit abbreviated, you are taking a scheduled vacation.
Yeah, I'm going to Cabo San Lucas.
Ooh,
oh,
nice.
Wow. And are you taking your lovely bride?
Bride.
Well, you know, it's
right. Yes, I am.
It's inevitable.
You're taking your lady?
Yes.
How many days together? How many days are you going to be down
it's
in Cabo?
4 days.
4 days in
Cabo. There was a man named Oscar. Oscar.
Haven't heard that in a while.
He's best friend. Oscar.
Okay. Got to get to the hook.
Oscar.
Are you going to be doing any fishing?
There is a deep sea fishing excursion.
Yeah, you got to take that. You know, the fishing in Cabo is supposed to be the best in the world. Yeah,
I thought that was some sort of double entendre.
$400
Are you going to do any fishing?
Pass.
That's expensive fish.
$400.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Yeah.
Per person?
Or per fish.
Now, do you like fishing?
Not that much.
Okay.
I mean, I will go fishing because it's fun, but I'm not going to pay $400 to get on a boat and hopefully catch them.
Right. I normally don't ask people to bring things back.
Yes.
But is there a chance that you could bring back some maracas?
Yeah, I'm sure they sell them.
Just for the show?
Yeah, I could do that.
Maracas for the show.
I won't do that.
And for me, and I'll pay you when you return. Will you come back wearing a sombrero?
And this is also a daring experiment.
Really?
Because this is the first time I've taken a vacation with, like a full-fledged vacation to a new place.
Yes.
With my girl.
And really?
So this is a really big experiment.
This is a really big time.
Yes.
We're going to see.
You'll never get out of the room.
You'll have a really good time.
So we'll see. I'm excited, though.
If you want to have a window seat or something.
Just bring me back a little sand.
I will be staying home and taking my mother-in-law out for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's nice.
That's very nice.
That is terrific.
Yes, very nice of you to do that.
Rob Spiewak, what are your plans for the holiday?
I'm also going on a fishing excursion.
It's not a holiday. It's Mother's Day. That's not a holiday.
Well,
but the wife and I are going to the happiest place on earth.
Yes.
Oh. Coralville, Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. He's finally decided to relocate.
Can't imagine why.
The house is in escrow, and I need to get out there.
How long have you been setting up your relocation? How long has it gone on?
It predates this show, Mike.
You take some of your belongings each time,
each
right?
Each time, that's right. I bring about a box of records and five CDs.
Where are you going to be roosting when you get out? I know you always like to do a little appearance
if
the cash is right.
Oh, the cash is quite right.
Very good.
Well,
that's nice to hear.
I'll be on the air all day on Friday, I hope you set aside 5 or 6 hours to stream KCJJ.
Boy, oh boy.
I'm guessing 9.
He's a town whore, isn't he?
I somehow think that has, there's a word that comes to mind when I hear Rob's going to be on all day. Word is erosion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's okay. Yeah. That's okay.
Some of that's natural.
You're going to be on the air all day and then do an appearance that night?
That night I will be at Tailgaters right on Hayden Fry Way in Coralville. Best wings in town. And then
you love wings.
I sure do. And then Saturday night I hope you head out to, I believe it's Coralville Lake. I'll be at Bobber's by the lake.
Please tell me you're not going to be on the radio on Saturday.
No, I'm not.
You're not? I'm good. Not. Okay, see, no, that's okay least. To me.
Yeah.
That he knows
that's
of.
Okay.
How long
that's
I mean, okay. Essentially, they're 3 hours each, I believe.
Okay.
3 hours. I'll be mostly drinking.
What time will you be on? What is your total commitment of time on Friday?
I should get to the station to panel at about 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the morning show will go through Canon. But watching Canon, I'd be doing that at the hotel anyway.
Right. That's not work for you.
Who wouldn't?
And then the Rob Spiewak Show, of course, airs from 1 till 5 p.m., which leads right into a wonderful episode of the Mike O'Mara program.
Isn't that right, fans?
That was my impression of Rob.
Chilling.
That was
DJ. How about you, fans?
Chilling.
Because I follow...
Maybe it would be fun. You could come along and do a few breaks and see if people could tell the difference.
I've done breaks with you before.
I know, it's good.
I'm tremendously cruel to you when you're doing your show.
I thought it was nice when
people
you barked at me.
It.
Yes.
And then came and said, this show sucks. What I need is a better producer working the phones. I wouldn't have let that call through.
That's right. And, well, that's it. I'm not going anywhere. Mark's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Buzz isn't going anywhere. And the three other guys can S&D.
Yeah.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What's the matter now?
My ears are filling up. I got this sinus condition. It's the change in temperature. I always get it from air conditioning.
Maybe it'll go away.
No, it's all part of my allergies. I get them in the summer.
Only in the summer?
And in the winter, too. I get them all year long. Allergic to foods. And pillows and curtains and perfumes. Can you imagine that? Allergic to perfumes? That used to drive Frances crazy. For a while, she couldn't wear anything except my aftershave lotion. I was impossible to live with.
Stop that, will you? What are you doing?
I'm trying to clear up my ears. You create a pressure inside your head. It opens up the eustachian tube.
Did it open up?
I think I strained my throat.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic Radio District of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's The Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Piper Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 13.5 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. Now listen.
Listen.
I want to talk about the phone calls.
Yeah.
Have something.
I'm not going to give out the number every day and say, call if you have something. I know I don't take calls. And I know I give the phone number out every day. So it's my fault as well as it's your fault.
What if someone else gave out the phone number?
Do you think that would work?
Let Oscar do it.
Oscar, do you know what the phone number is?
No.
It's right here, buddy. Look.
There it is.
Can you read that?
All right, people. If you care and if you have something.
Yes, you got to have something.
718-506-1625. That's the number. 718-506-1625.
And I'll tell you why intrinsically that will work.
I will take...
Oscar loves the callers.
If I get them today, I will take 5 phone calls today.
All right.
During the course, all right, yeah, Rob, talk me into it. Four.
But the four best ones, the fifth one we're just going to disregard.
I will take 4 phone calls at 718-506-1625. You never know, you might win a prize, but probably not.
Hey,
you never know.
Guess what? I always know.
It is Tuesday. This is May 8th, 2012, and our show today is brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. I love Smart Smoke, and I tell you, people look at you when you smoke it. They look at you like, hey, what is that?
Yeah.
And you have to explain it. Everybody that enjoys a Smart Smoke is an ambassador for Smart Smoke because you inevitably have to explain to the mook that doesn't know what you're doing exactly what the product is.
Not a paid position, by
the way. But I tell you something, I was enjoying them at my party that I went to over the weekend, and they are terrific. And the thing about it is...
Did the hoity-toity, did the Rich and Elite, did they have questions about the
Smart
Smoke?
No, they were into their own world a little bit, but the working men like me. The guys that get their hands
dirty.
Better
out there slaying the dragons.
They were curious about the product, but you do look like...
Hey, what's that you smoking?
You do kind of look like, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
I always thought Burgess Meredith.
But
Smart Smoke is so good because you can enjoy it in the evening and you don't have... They don't mention this in their literature, but I will tell you, you don't have what I would refer to as that cigarette hangover the next day.
Yeah, true.
You really can because it's water vapor. That's what it is. Same day shipping. shipping. Money back guarantee. Smart Smoke is the smarter alternative to tobacco. And here's the best news of all. It costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. Try the new Omega 2. That's the one that I have. It's got a little button on it.
Mike Omega.
It's got a little green light. People love to look at it.
Sure.
With a heavy-duty design and up to 14 hours of battery life. If you want to be like my wife and you want to quit regular cigarettes, this will move you off of regular cigarettes.
Cigarette machine.
And you know that's a good thing. Yeah. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website, and we thank you in advance for that. Our show today, yes. Caps, caps, caps.
And there you go.
They're beating you again.
What
my
happened?
Mistress. My abusive mistress.
They're wearing their wife beater shirt for you.
That's right. Don't take the team away.
No, I saw. But what happened? Like, how did that happen?
I wrote on my page because that's my therapy. Because I don't have a family member like a brother or a cousin or somebody to commiserate with. And, you know, RJ's probably the closest thing to a Caps fan, but he's not a turbo Caps fan. And so I don't have the go-to. With the Red Sox, I've got my brother-in-law. But even that I don't use. I don't have the best sports ally I have was my dear departed father.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Who I would commiserate with the Red Sox or the Giants or something. So I don't have anybody. And now Facebook has allowed me to vent.
Yeah.
And vent after
that
game.
Mike, now the world is your brother.
And I become childlike. I become toddler-like. I become a total, like, sourpuss fan, you know, that's just like, screw them. F them.
Oh,
they
wow.
don't have it. Well,
I don't think you use that word a lot, Mike. I've never heard you say sourpuss.
I've gotten more controlled. So a lady got mad at me for saying the F word.
Yes, I remember.
I finally got it. Todd and I were recording Tech 401, which is, by the way, is out. It's going to be out today.
Recording.
So check it out when you can.
You were recording what?
A Tech 401 show.
What sort of show would that be?
It's a tech show about technology.
Okay.
Right.
The show is good.
So I didn't get to see what happened live. I got to see it on the replay. But I was shocked because as I was looking for the update and the score as the game was going on, I was like, oh, we got this. No big deal. Mm-hmm. I saw the time. And then when I went back to refresh, I said, oh, my God, how did this happen?
Yeah.
And then to see it on the replay, I said, why?
I'm laughing at my own Facebook post because this is the way I should have delivered it. Okay. This is my Facebook post.
Okay.
And this was how long ago? Let me see. 12 hours ago.
All right.
This is my Facebook post. And this is what I wrote. And it's really kind of controlled. I said, I'd love to say great effort, but the Caps were dominated in this entire game and lucky to be winning. Rangers, relentless, hardworking, faster, better, wanted it more. A game like this makes everybody feel like we're wasting our time.
And then he broke into tears.
He's just like, you're going to burst into tears because you're a big baby.
You know what
it's so childish, but it's what I do.
It's a little bit baby-like, but it also sounds a little bit like a disappointed stepfather. Like you're yelling at the team. Well, I don't know why we're even doing this because this is a waste of my time.
Really kind of feels like we're wasting our time.
Yes.
Did you end up going?
I put my heart out there. It's what being a sports fan is all about.
Right,
it's the ride.
Right.
Here's the thing.
It's the ride.
I know that. I'm venting to all my like-minded. Right. I know that I don't need the Travises, and I don't need the guys. I didn't unfriend them, but I was close to unfriending about 30 people.
He was going to click some X's.
I was that pissed off on Facebook. Let me go to the one that...
Now, it was an overtime loss, right?
Yes.
And why must every game...
overtime loss, 7 seconds. Yeah. 6.6 seconds
over,
left in the game with a 3-2 lead, and the hero to zero, Joel Ward, screws the pooch by not controlling his stick. Moron. I don't care how you slice it. You want to go, well, you know, it happens. It's hockey. Screw it. You don't do that.
Yeah.
The winning teams don't do that. They don't do that in the key moments. So it was very devastating because the penalty he got was a high sticking penalty. He cut the guy. That's 4 minutes. So they got a 2-man advantage because their goalie was pulled to tie the game. And then when they went into overtime, they had another 2-minute penalty where easily they score the game.
He should have kept his stick lower.
You know, with about a minute left, I actually had ready to go on my phone a text to you, and it was just going to say zang.
Zang.
Because that's your favorite thing.
That's my new thing to say when they win.
And I was so excited. I mean, I had my finger on the button ready to go, and then 6 seconds, and boom.
And I know people say I stole zang. I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
I say zang. I stole it from Wayne's World. That's what zang.
Yeah.
So
because it's hot and happening.
I'm writing. We're going back and forth.
What did they write?
Got about 50 messages on this thread. And then Jim writes, Wow, with fans like you guys, who needs enemies? And then he goes, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I'm venting.
Yeah.
I'm venting.
You're a fan. You are the best fan.
Right. Fans are allowed to get angry at their team.
Sure.
So I'm still pissed at this point, and I write something like, the Rangers fans on my page are making me want this bad. I'm getting pissed off at
them. Oh, now you. This is a new
Travis jerk, writes, though. Defeatist. Yes, this was heartbreaking way to lose. But you were 6 seconds from the win. I know we were six. I know. You're not enlightening me. I was there. I'll be back for game number six. I'll be watching it. And so I yelled.
Perhaps Travis thought you didn't see the game.
Right. Yeah. Well, I said on my Facebook, I finally responded to these guys. I said, it makes me feel like I wasted my time. But calm down, people. I will be back for game six.
Yeah.
And so... with all, and so will all the real fans. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen, but for now, I'm venting.
Right.
Yes, good.
So Jim and Travis, shut the F up. And I wrote the whole dirty word.
Did you even, because we advised you in the past to use an asterisk.
I'm going
to
report you.
F asterisk CK.
How dare you?
Yeah. Then
block this man.
Yes.
Then, and I have to mention her by Facebook. Name. Then our friend from Montana.
Ooh.
Oh.
The calming voice of Rennie Rude,
yes. Lovely, Rennie.
Comes into the thread. She is seems to be a lovely blonde lady that has become an attorney.
Yes,
yes, mm-hmm. And her name couldn't be any less appropriate because she's not rude.
No,
she's nice.
Yes, really kind.
She writes, "There is a fine line between love and hate, especially in sports. I think fans reserve the right to vent and even just outright talk s about their own teams. It's passion." I'm a Mariners and Seahawks fan, and I'm not sure what I would do if I didn't have a reason to bitch.
Yeah.
And then I start, you know, thinking about her.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And of course, I'm totally calm, and I thank her and all. So it was an interesting thread.
When you thought about her, was she, in your mind's eye, was she wearing a football jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever she wants. Like anyway, so I went back and forth. And then, now this is actually what I came in here prepared to talk about.
Oh, that's her?
That's her.
She's
all right.
Hi there. How are you?
Yeah.
But she's got a husband that looks like he would rip your heart out and take it out through like your ear hole.
Oh, he'd hand it to you while it's still beating. He'd say, here you go.
Yeah, you want to look at my wife again?
Yeah.
And I think he's like an athletic guy.
Is that a
who's
real
also
person?
Very bright.
And yet the Florida
that's a real person.
Well, maybe it's not. I don't know.
I know that if she was my attorney, I'd plead guilty.
Yeah, if you Google image those images.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't know because I really haven't spent any time on our website looking at pictures.
Right. No. That'd be silly. Who has the time?
Anyway, so...
That'd be weird.
So, yeah. No, it would not. No. Stop it. So, what I came in prepared to talk about today...
Yes.
And I listen, for all of you, I know, for all you non-hockey fans, for people who are not from Washington, I'm sorry, you know I have a passion for this. This is what I do. I have to talk about my life, and that's what happens.
I can give them perspective. If you're not into sports,
yes.
Maybe you're a foodie. Say there was a Whole Foods coming to town.
Pointed at Rob.
And then some environmentalist group came in and said, oh, look, you can't cut down those trees. That's sacred land. And the Whole Foods went away. And then Whole Foods said, you know what? We'll make a donation to that foundation. And it was coming back. It's that torment that a fan goes through in the playoffs.
That's right.
This is a horrible analogy.
And here's the other problem.
No.
And this is what I wrote down today. Caps, that's all. Don't need any prompting on I'll talk about the Caps.
Because the scab hasn't even dried yet.
Then I wrote, here's the other problem that no one has identified here yet, and that is the New York fan.
Oh, boy.
The New York fan. The New York City fan.
The Yankee type.
The fan of privilege. Mm-hmm. The Yankees are responsible for this.
Yeah.
These are people that...
There's some overlap here,
they gloat. Nobody gloats more than a New York fan, okay? Nobody does this. So when I received my little message from Tony Toner Boner Columbo... Oh,
that's a good name.
...who wrote, z-z-z-z-zang. Am I right? And he puts it on my page.
Yeah, he's taunting
the
you.
The douche. So I wrote back to Tony because I'm angry and I'm easy to bait.
Yeah.
I'll let everybody know right now. I wrote capital letters, unfriend. Am I right?
Oh, boy.
He writes, oh, come on, Mike. And so I said, just watch it, Yankee fan.
Oh, that was
There's
fun.
An arrogance there which now makes me want it so bad. But it ain't going to happen.
What's your gut? Is that your gut?
No.
That's my gut.
Really?
Jeez. Will it go to seven games?
You don't think
games?
They'll come back hungry?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
but
come
I,
on, make a fist. Make a prediction.
I can't make a fist because they how many times do you get abused? This is the Red Sox of the 1980s. This is the team that just, you know, sits there and has it. And you're sitting there trying to feel a little confidence. And then, you know, Jesus Christ. Just so, over, the guy and that over and over again.
The curse
this
of the
has
Zamboni.
Not been pleasant. This is I love hockey. They're in the second round. They've won a lot of games. This hasn't been pleasant at all.
But yeah. You're the guy, Mike.
This
has
sucked.
You said let's it's the
back,
ride.
Let's go back to the foodie thing. You're the guy that keeps going to the same restaurant and ordering an entree you hate.
Right. I'm ordering
it. But so
I love the taste of it, but then when I get home, I have diarrhea.
The service
diarrhea
is inconsistent.
Oh, man.
That's exactly it's inconsistent. What it is. Sometimes he goes to the restaurant and the dish is good. Sometimes it's not.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's so, just, it's really.
Welcome to the analogy
it's
show.
So, I mean, everybody will tell you this that's watching this. First of all, maybe it's because I'm totally into it, but this may be the best playoff season. I mean, it's just so intense. It's so much fun. But at the same time, it is just excruciating.
Yeah.
I mean,
the ride.
But that's what sports is about. That's why you want. That's why you want the thrill. You want the up and down. But I sure don't need people to tell me that.
don't
tell me that after a loss, you douchebags.
Were you nice to Carla?
Carla was.
Oh, were you a grumpy bear?
I was pretty cool.
Mike, were you a grumpy bear? God hates a grumpy bear.
I was pretty cool with Carla. Yeah. Carla, you know, detaches from it. She knows me. She knows me well enough to.
She
do
goes
that.
In the other room and said, "He's ordering that entree again."
I think she may have gone upstairs after the regulation was over.
Okay.
And no, she was with us. She was with you know. She just quietly went up the stairs. When I, you know, and I was like, "There it is." I knew they were going to lose when they gave up.
Who's
the,
us?
What's that?
Who did you watch the game with?
No, RJ didn't come over because I had to get blood taken and I had to fast starting at 8:30.
Oh.
So because I had to start to fast at 8:30, I said, you know, I can't really have glug. Mm-hmm. My kind of fun.
Yeah.
But I'm sure RJ is really sad that he wasn't in my living room when they lost it in overtime.
No. Oh, yeah. I'm glad I wasn't.
that's what he meant.
Actually, I would have blamed you.
I left Jimmy's. And went home and watched the overtime period for the, 3 minutes?
Was that Jimmy have a nice little crowd at his joint watching the game?
It was good, yep.
He didn't have fans of Capitals over there. He has Buffalo fans. Mm. And Jimmy, I know you. I know you. We're going out to Sturgis together. Jimmy, I know that deep, you can say all the bar owners love seven games. You do not love the Caps. I know you don't.
And
you
is
love
it because
the Buffalo Sabres?
It's because they're
that's
not the Sabres,
love.
Right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's it.
Because it's not a Buffalo team. I know it. Jimmy is loyal to his home area.
Yes.
I'm loyal to my home area. The Caps are the only team I adopted down here. I try every season. I try to say.
Oh, and the Diplomats.
I try to say, like, I'd like to become a Redskins fan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd love to. This would be the time to do it. I'd love to get on the RG3 bandwagon.
Oh, because you know that the Super Bowl is as good as one this year. I read it on the net. Yeah.
It should be.
He's going to be terrific.
On the program today, the only thing I want to talk about, congratulations to the socialist candidate in France.
Yes.
For winning the election. Mm-hmm. And I'll throw this out. Don't you think we could? We always talk about how the Republicans and the Democrats don't get along.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we throw a socialist party in there? Why don't we throw a socialist
candidate?
They
know how to party.
Yeah, they do. It has a good party.
What's the problem? What's the problem over there, Pachango? What's going on?
That'd be a problem.
What?
I mean, look.
Why not?
The French can't even stand up for themselves.
sound like
so he's saying it's
Bunker.
A bad example.
I'm just
the
saying.
The French, they laid down for the Germans. You going to go back that far?
I'm just saying that. They've got a situation over there. Now,
a good situation.
They clearly have been fed up by their bigger parties.
The Vichy region of France welcomes you.
But this doesn't.
We will lay down and give you escargot as you march to our capital.
I don't think this does anything except for just kind of bring the other parties, shake them up a little bit. But when that guy gets in power, just like Barack Obama found out, There's already some systems in place, and you got to play by those rules.
Right.
Here's the thing. When it comes to talking politics, I learned early on, I'm a dumb guy. I don't know. I seriously don't know half of what I pretend to know. Okay? And maybe I'm like everybody else, but Mark sends me this email about that guy on WBAL who does a political show that I'm going on.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to be so out of my depth. But I'm going in there. I'm going to say it up front. I know my big... Here's my big idea of the Socialist Party. The Socialists are people that... they're not commies because you're able to go out and make a living and make a profit.
Uh-huh. Right.
But they're not, you know, pure capitalists either because, you know, you contribute to the greater good for, like, medicine
right.
and education and something that I always forget. Now, see, that wouldn't play very well on a political show, but I'm going
to
do it anyway.
To
well,
no, and to educate.
What you, no, here's what you got to learn how to handle.
I always forget the three. I got drunk the other day at a party, and I said, it's the big three. It's education.
Uh-huh. Right?
It's health care. It's health care, and then it's one other thing.
Roads?
Roads, everybody. But no, it's
defense.
Not that.
You know what you need to do? What you need to do is, you know, you have to learn how to handle your ignorance. When you're on this political show, say, well, you know the three things. There's, of course,
does he
education.
Do you want me to go on it for the whole 3 hours?
I think he'd love to have you on for the whole 3 hours.
Yeah, talking politics?
Isn't not all politics.
Isn't he right of like,
yeah, Sarah Palin? He is right wing, but he respects your side as well. So I think it'll be interesting. And
he's a really great guy.
And he's a big fan
of yours.
This
is Andrew Langer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Oh, hey, Langer.
Yes. Really, really
you
nice
go on
guy.
And you say, and you know, of course, if that's, they support education and health care. And hey, Langer, I bet you don't know what the third thing is.
Hey, yeah. Langer, so is your old man. Mark, could you throw me those glasses?
Yeah,
right
sure,
there? Oh, he's got
sure.
the puppy. Buzz, get well.
Old man.
So is your old man. So chuck him, Buzz. Chuck him, throw it. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Let me see.
Right, I just don't think Americans are ready for the word socialist.
Yeah. That's where the
you
Americans
and I are on board, and a lot of other people too. But so nobody likes the word.
And that's where why my question is why
because it dates back to the 50s. I mean, it with atheist, socialist, communist, gay, any of those things, not good. Based on the people who came up,
I don't even understand the definition.
There's a reason why Cuba still looks like it's 1950s.
That's communist,
yeah,
right?
And you know
that's
what?
Not
that's
socialist.
The
beautiful
basis,
cars down.
Let me just read the definition.
Okay.
Socialism is an economic system,
mm-hmm. right,
characterized by social ownership and or control of the means of production and cooperative management of the economy.
Hmm. Oil? Was it oil? Was that the third one you were trying to think of?
No.
Because we talked about
energy.
That.
All right, you know why I can't back it? I can't define it.
Yeah.
Get a different definition.
Well, that can't even define it.
A socialist economic system would consist of an organization of production to directly satisfy economic... Oh, who the... right at where Americans can understand it. Modern socialism originated the 18th century intellectual and working class political movement that criticized the effects of industrialization and private property on society. So it flirts with the old commie thing.
Yeah, there's some overlap there and some overlap with our system as well.
Lean on the phrase, Mike. It's for the common good. Who can argue with the common good?
Not commie.
No.
Not commie. I just think that, you know, I'd like our medicine to be public.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd like where we don't even have to think about it, and I'd like our education.
Education.
I think it's really primarily
and
health
I would
education.
Add energy to that.
Energy?
I would.
So you don't have to pay utility bills.
Well, not just that. No, it's not about that. It's about wresting control away from the oil companies.
Yeah, and hockey. Let them control hockey.
Yeah.
State-run hockey.
Yeah. That would be good hockey.
Yeah, but what if they wanted
it's
to
all
control,
over the place, incident,
what if
you're
they,
trying to understand
what
it.
What if they wanted to control podcasting?
Well,
okay,
but socialism is
so.
About
if we
that.
Make the same amount of money as Corolla, okay,
yeah,
common
you,
good.
You say that all now. Right.
Socialists hold that capitalism is an illegitimate economic system since it largely serves the interests of the owners of capital and involves the exploitation of other economic classes.
So
and
capitalism had parents who never married.
And as Karl Marx explains it, the workers control the means of production.
See, but he's a commie.
In socialism.
Right.
And the least funny of the brothers.
Yeah, I don't think you should maybe lead with the socialism.
Yeah, it's going to turn people off.
Yeah, people
you need to come
like,
up with a new name
hell?
For it.
I know what? It's all in the spin.
Kevin Meaney, if you please.
Of course.
You know, you're saying to me that I shouldn't lead with socialism because it's going to turn people off.
Right.
However, I'm very happy with this show, and I'm not auditioning to be on the radio.
Right.
So, you know, I think when I take all the factors in, I might very well lead with the whole socialist
do
thing.
Do you want to be?
Because like Kevin Meaney.
My jokes don't go over. I don't care.
There you go. Thank you very much. That's it. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, what if you spouted socialism but did it as Charlie?
Yeah. I want to be a socialist.
See, then you can always say, yeah.
Workers of the world unite.
Charlie, the workers control the means of production.
Yep.
There's always a danger, but would you want someone who's a fan of yours and you're on that show to check in for like 2 seconds and be like, wow, I didn't know Mike O'Mara was a socialist.
Right.
And then go into work like, did you know Mike O'Mara was a socialist?
But you see, he's not saying he's a socialist. He's just saying we should explore the avenues that socialism offers.
All right, here it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you straight.
Okay. Not like
this
things
is
are great now.
And this is going to confuse a lot of people.
Good.
Here's what I'm for.
Yes.
I'm for, I want public health care.
Yes.
I think everybody should not have to dick with insurance companies, and we should, you know, we should take our tax dollars and we should subsidize our health care system. That's what I think. Well, you can't do that. I don't want to know the details.
Agreed.
I just want it done.
Well,
just get it done.
Well, private sector will find a way, and if you want to pay for different health care, you can pay for it.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I want the government to take care of it.
Yes.
Period.
Government.
I don't want there to be an option for private. I want the government. I want the money-grubbing doctors, the guys that are just in it to make a buck. I don't want them to be doctors.
Well, that's not in reality.
I want
the fantasy.
When
land.
Did it? When
well, you're
did,
beating up his whole
when
family.
Did it, when did it become?
Yes.
When did it become? You get a medical degree not because you want to heal and help people, which really was the profession growing up. That's what it was. That's what doctors were all about. The Hippocratic Oath. You know, physicians heal people. That's what they help. And then it turned into big bucks. And now these MFers are more into lining their pockets than they are helping people. Go to your group practice and you're going to see that. With every doctor that figured out that if we pool our resources, we'll be able to go through our massive bureaucratic system.
When they give you the yellow piece of paper where they're checking off all the copays, it's amazing how fast they can tick off 8 things that are wrong with you just because you're sneezing.
Exactly.
I think you need bup, 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 and you need da, 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 and system, pay as you exit.
The doctors, I think we probably have the best educated and the best skilled physicians in the world.
That's right.
We do not, and I believe it with all of my heart, we do not have the best healthcare system in this country.
I agree with you, but I think you're placing the blame in the wrong place.
I'm not. Wait, hold on. I'm not done, though.
Okay.
I'm not done. I'm saying that I believe that if you provide compensation based on skill levels.
Yes.
Like, for example, a foot doctor that works in Beverly Hills is going to make more than a cardiovascular guy that works somewhere in Appalachia.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
You balance that out a little bit, you know, so your skill sets determine your pay grade. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the way I look at it. So the more education you have, the more intricate the policies, the more, you know, the procedures, that's it. That's my feeling on that. And at the same time, people don't have to sweat this ridiculous thing about called healthcare in America, which is just a mess, which is a bureaucratic mess.
I agree with you, but I think it's not the doctor's fault. It's the system. They get paid and they get subsidized by these insurance companies. So if you really want to blame anybody, it's the insurance companies.
I am blaming, I'm blaming everybody, but I'm also at the same time, doctors are against this. Insurance companies are against this. HMOs are against this.
Why bring sexuality into it?
And the thing is, what you've got is you've got a system that a lot of people are still making a lot of money. But that's why they're fighting it, because it's going to take money out of their pockets. Yes, it is.
Ideally,
except that
true.
Fact, friggin' nationalize it.
Ideally,
make it national.
Take the three factors at play here, and you haven't really mentioned the fact of the strong government lobby of, say, the medicine manufacturers, which is a big part of it.
They fight against
big farm. If you can take capitalism
and the congressmen that are in the pockets of the medical lobby,
capitalism and healthcare and government, and somehow untangle them,
right?
Then it is easy to control. But right now, it is such a mess because they are so intertwined. Can it be done? Do you think it could conceivably be done in our lifetime?
I think what you hear is you hear less government from a certain political party in this country. You hear less smaller government. I believe in not necessarily less government. I believe in simpler government.
Smarter.
Okay.
Like, I'm all for some of these guys that are very right-wing that talk about a fair tax or a flat tax.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm all for that, too. I'm for that. I'm also for the death penalty.
Yeah.
I think you put a few bullets in people, and you're going to have a few guys that are convicted that are guilty, but there's your left-wing liberal right there.
Right.
You get somebody like that guy that burned the house down with people in it, with the girls in it, after they raped the mother. Oh, sorry. Well, how about you get that? You take them out to the fire department. You put them in the house. You light that on fire, and you burn that to the ground. Now, I have succeeded in one 10-minute period of pissing off both
everybody.
The far left and the far right.
That's right.
Thank you.
Good job, Mike.
Thank you, ladies.
Nobody does it better.
And thank yet you. The moderate socialist loves you more than ever.
Right. Thank you. So that's it. I'm a moderate socialist.
That's what you are.
That's fair. You should change your Facebook.
And I would love to not be...
it's complicated.
I would not love to... I would love to see... what is one of the things you hear all the time that, and I hate going on like this, but I am going on. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
What do you hear about the problems with this country? Where did a lot of them come from? The lack of education. Uh-huh. We're not as well educated as we should be. Well, you have the government get in that too.
Right.
So that you don't have to sweat.
So it
doesn't,
the economy.
Because your paycheck and your pay grade and your economic status doesn't necessarily mean that your kids aren't going to have a chance.
Better education means better doctors.
Better doctors, better
everything.
Fewer welfare
checks.
Right.
Since we're talking about this, I just listened listened to, I think it was the Freakonomics podcast.
Oh, I'd never miss it.
And they talk about like a lottery factor in America, that most people, most Americans, at least 60% of Americans, and don't quote me on that number, but a large majority, don't ever think they can make more money or like really substantial amounts of money if they don't win the lottery. They just think,
hey,
they
this
have,
is Eric Ronick yeah. from Black Gold.
They have, and I'll give you an example. They have basically the idea that they play the lottery. That's the only way they'll make
right.
more money than they usually make within
but
their salary.
But the myth in America.
Yes.
And one of the things that keeps people that might be absolute in abject poverty believing in a certain political philosophy is because everybody thinks, they all think that they're going to get the brass ring. Not just hit the lottery by going down to the 7-Eleven yeah. and buying a ticket, but
it's
coming up with the idea, everybody feels that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
And it's a myth.
And it's a myth. In that reality, when you're sitting there, they say that the majority of Americans don't have, and they say that you should have at least $2,000 in an emergency fund, in a mm-hmm. savings fund, mm-hmm. because the average cost of a transmission is $1,500. Then mm-hmm. if you have to do something else to your car, and that's how you
right.
get to work, blah, blah, blah. And they said, why is that? Why don't most people have at least $2,000? And this is pre-recession. I'm talking about
right.
when everything was just
right.
even Steven and
right.
people were making their money. And but they'll spend anywhere from $20 to $50 to $100 a month mm-hmm. Playing the lottery
right.
because that's how they could do it.
Mm-hmm.
So a bank, then this stemmed from Africa at one point, but a bank in Michigan, a credit union, got together and said, you know what? If you like that lottery method, what we're going to do is we're going to create a savings account. For every $25 you spend, you get a chance every month to win $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the year, we're going to give away, for every $25 you put in our savings account, we're going to give away $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
And in that credit union, in that state, the average of people saving completely changed.
Right. Yep.
Because by nature, we're gamblers.
Right. Yeah.
And we said, well, If I'm going to be in this lottery savings account, mm-hmm. now you don't make the same amount of money you would in a general savings
no.
account, but you're not losing money.
And it's a way to put money away.
And
yes.
you know what? I'm sorry.
And
hold on. We got to stop because we are going crazy here, and we're going to continue this just craziness, this insanity, as we all just start spewing our lunatic ideas.
Yeah.
They're going to get us arrested and kept as political prisoners for all of our days. We'll do that when we come back. That's a palate cleanser right there.
It sure is.
Gets everybody to look.
Sort of fits the mood, doesn't it?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is brought to you by Netflix.
Mm.
Join today and catch Stevie Van Zandt's new gangster series, Lillehammer.
Lillehammer.
Only with Netflix, where you can instantly watch TV shows and movies on almost any device.
Who are you?
I'm Stevie Van Zandt.
This is going to be a little obscure. Do you remember the name of your character on The Sopranos?
Oh, no, I don't. Do you?
Yeah, it was Silvio.
It's Silvio. Perhaps that's why he was given the name Silvio.
Could be.
That's right.
Hey,
listen. TV shows, movies, almost any device as often as you want for just $7.99 a month. I got to check this out.
Yeah, you really should.
30 days free. Click the Netflix ad on our website. And,
hey, Mike,
watch
we have a phone call.
Good.
One
I said
four.
I'd take five.
It's a Skype call.
First of four.
Yes. Hello, caller. Skype caller, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, who are you?
Fred.
Fred, where are you calling from?
You know, I'm calling from El Dorado, California.
And how are things in El Dorado, California, Fred?
Spring is growing. The trees are planted.
Spring is growing.
Fred, what can I do for you today?
I think I'm going to go around the other wing from you and say that I think it's all about what's legal and what's not. Libertarians that want free health care.
Thanks for the call. I'm so sorry. I'm so I really legitimately lost the connection.
I hope you didn't ruin his day. After all, spring is growing.
I did. I didn't want to hear it.
Just
Libertarian was out in front of the DMV the other day when I got my registration with a picture of Obama with a Hitler mustache. So the Libertarians can lick it far as I'm concerned.
That's not a good look for him.
I didn't like that at all.
What are they doing?
Quickly to finish my
point. I don't like my president to be violated.
My point about the savings account.
Yes.
So you've got this way where these people, especially people that find themselves in the lower half, like middle of the pack to low income, you've got these people that are now saving in Michigan because of this. There's this lottery mentality. And the first person that won that credit union $100,000 yearly grand prize was an 83-year-old, grandmother who put three $25 savings tickets inside her savings account.
And therefore pissed off the entire state of Michigan.
No, but she won. But then you have...
What's your point, though?
This, I'm just saying that even when there's a nice program like this in Michigan, the state lottery comes around and says, you're running a lottery. We don't know if we want you to do this. Because they are saying that that credit union is infringing on the money that comes in on the lottery. Mm-hmm. So it's people, they were saying people are stop spending their money on the lottery where you have a hundred million to one odds. Mm-hmm. And now they're putting money into a savings account and they don't even want you to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the savings is good. I mean, I like the results so far, but I worry that we're just feeding that lottery mentality. The idea that the real secret to success in America is a lucky break as opposed to hard work. There are kids coming out of school, kids skipping school now, who say, I don't want to go to college. I'm going to invent an app and I'm going to be the next Mark Zuckerberg.
But that's everybody.
But to speak to that, the reason I think we are sort of conditioned to feel that way is that what has been drilled into us for literally the last 100 years, the American dream of getting older, saving up, buying a house, paying the house off, and then the value of the house increasing to take care of you in old age, it doesn't exist anymore.
You went a different direction. You went into a different direction when you said 100 years. I think what has been drilled into us over this 100-year period is the only key to happiness in the United States of America is to amass a level of wealth.
Stuff.
And have your stuff.
And
I think that's part of the problem.
I think that's part of the deal. I think fame is stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's that old George Carlin routine. It's probably from the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I got to have a place for my stuff. And even as early as that, 40 years ago, he's making fun of the whole mentality that it's stuff. Mm-hmm.
And I think the whole
stuff thing fell apart.
The fact is,
if you bought a house and paid for it over 30 years and you lose money, that's not good stuff to have.
Well, and that's been we all were burned on that. I was burned more than anybody on that. And the thing about it is, one thing I have learned, and I almost relish it, I really do, having been most of my adult life making a certain tremendous income, mm-hmm. and then having it get kicked in the balls, mm-hmm. I am so thrilled because I have come to a realization that it isn't all it's cracked up to be. Yes. Is life easier?
Amen to that.
But at the same time, when you have to change the way you live, mm-hmm. and you have to make adjustments to your lifestyle, you suddenly realize things along the line. Yeah, would it be great to have a ton of cash? Yeah, it would. But if you don't have it, you value things like time, freedom,
mm-hmm. yes.
places to go,
quality
and stuff like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Quality of life. The thing about it, and you're hearing this from all different corners of the country, that people are actually putting their priorities in different in a different arrangement.
Yeah. Setting.
We're not all going to get the brass ring. We're not all going to be Bill Gates. And if we're not all, we ought to, I think, as a society, be able to, if you want to call it redistribution of wealth, which they love to say, because why is somebody who's making $25,000 a year cleaning toilets going to get uptight and pissed off about redistribution of wealth? Because he's being brainwashed.
Yes.
He's being brainwashed. Mm-hmm. I really believe
exploited.
That. That's another thing, and that's going to piss people off on the right. But the fact is, why are these people going, Obama wants to, socialists. They don't even get it.
I think the day we realize and we're willing to accept, and I guess I didn't make that point with the lottery system, is that big business drives politics. Mm-hmm. And until big business changes the way they do business, politics isn't going to change.
Well, unless we come from another angle.
Yeah.
Unless you come from another angle.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. I think everybody that's in there, one thing you hear from people all the time is that, hey, no matter who's in there, it's always going to be the mm-hmm. same. And that's probably true. I just think, when I'm thinking purely in a utopia situation here, I really think we should take care of basic needs that people have, like education and healthcare.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's all.
And
everything
honestly,
else, then go out and make your money and let the guy in the neighborhood have the bigger house and you have the smaller car. I don't give a rat's ass about that, but I would like to see a few certain things. We shouldn't have to sweat things like that.
Yeah, when you get down to it.
Oh, and you know what? It's taking care. The third one is taking care of our senior citizens.
Okay, there you are.
And any great society in history has taken care of their senior citizens.
So if you go down and you really think about if we change things around just enough that we take care of the old and the young and we make sure that the kids get educated.
Right.
If we do that.
Right.
Is that really redistributing wealth?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
Because I really
because you're not saying sense. you're not destroying capitalism. You're just trying to make it a better environment for capitalism to prosper.
And mm-hmm. and I am all for still having the great idea and becoming fabulously wealthy and having jets and all that. That's fine. But at the same time, when I had money, I didn't give a rat's ass if they took a little bit more.
Right.
Sure.
But there are people that are obsessed with the game in this country.
Greed.
They're obsessed with it. And I think really you can look at the Wall Street model and say they're obsessed with the fact that they want more, not because, what did Gordon Gekko say? It's a zero-sum game. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Somebody wins, somebody loses. Mm-hmm. That's crap. After $100 million, you don't need $200 million.
Right.
That's right.
You don't.
Right.
It's absolutely, it's insanity.
It's irrelevant
insanity.
At that point.
So if that's wealth redistribution that's going to help take care of the young and the old and educate our kids, why the F not?
I say
but
redistribute.
Oscar's right. Business controls this.
Yeah.
And as long as business controls this, I think it's going to be the way it is.
It's like the small credit unions got together and said, we're going to create a new way for mm-hmm. people to look at savings and actually start saving money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the lottery, which is the state lottery, gets pissed because they're the big business and they're saying you're effing with our business even though you're doing a social service.
And
there
are people that work for the lottery that get to.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything, the problem is that, you know, and I'm all for the capitalist system. I truly am. I try to tweak people with the whole socialist deal. But I do believe that we should take care of our young, old, and our education.
We can learn.
And our health
care.
Young, old, healthcare, education.
Yeah.
Bingo. Four things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Society like ours can't do that?
And I think and old is healthcare together. I mean, that essentially is healthcare.
Yeah, absolutely. But at the same time, when you see capitalism go, you know, things that shouldn't necessarily involve capitalism, I think major charities.
Yes.
You know, that shouldn't. You know, when you hear these people that steal, how often are people stealing from charities?
Yeah.
You know,
how often?
DCRTV, you know, just today, a guy that I knew growing up as a baby DJ, you know, a guy that worked for a radio station in Leesburg, and they ended up, he's taking $500,000 from the fire department.
Holy
they're alleging that today, and the guy put a bullet in his head. These charities, it's weird. The human condition, I think, lends itself on any political system to corruption.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, you know, we have to have people watchdog. We do. We have to have that done.
You know what it is? I think it's character and it's cowardice.
Mm-hmm.
Cowardliness? It's cowardliness.
Oh, cowardice.
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 Cowardice. Yeah. Because if he felt like, and most people, when they get busted for this, they feel like they're entitled.
Right.
If he felt like he was entitled, he should have gone to the charity and said, look, I need a little more for my time.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm going to do. And if he said that, they could either say yes or no.
Right.
He didn't have to squirrel a little away. I don't know what happened to this guy in Leesburg, but I'll tell you that this, a council member in D.C. is alleged to have stolen over $350,000, almost $400,000 plus.
Amazing.
And he's getting 3 years in jail.
Right.
And when he went in front of the judge, he said, I just felt like I was owed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I wish will be the final thought on this. I wish that all that money that I spend in casinos was Monopoly money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much.
Here.
Yeah. What did I get to on the show today? Because we got, I hope you can understand, people. We were all over the lot. I think a lot of people are feeling passionate about politics and about their world and about everything else. You know, it's weird. I'm in a very liberating place now doing this show, and I'm able to just sort of
this far away from moving to France.
You know, the only thing that keeps me from being, totally one of those left-wing radical wackos is I hate the bad guys so much.
Yeah.
I hate the crooks so much. I really do. I think we let our crooks slide in this country.
You are
I truly do.
You are a complicated cocktail.
I am very complicated.
You really are.
That'll piss a lot of the left-wingers. Yeah. It's like, shoot them.
Yeah.
Sorry about
Take care of them in their old age, then kill them.
You're saying what? He beat up an old lady, and she ended up dying on the table, and Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Anyway, Game of Thrones. One little note on my favorite show, Game of Thrones. Now, the women bathe, the men do not. Just noticed that last night. The queen was so pretty and clean and perky, and the men looked like somebody.
Nobody wants to see the men bathe.
Not unlike this household.
Does anybody freak out at blood work when you get blood taken? Anybody hate needles?
No. I don't like it. Well, with my blood pressure, it shoots across the room.
You don't like it? No. I think I caught her early today.
You're phlebotomist?
One, two on this one.
Oh, no.
And one on this one, and I think she screwed this one up, too, but she covered it a little bit.
How, where did it from up here?
Hydrate.
Yeah. Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
She sent me, there's a question she asked me, Buzz. Yeah. She said, did you drink water this morning?
Drink lots of water before you have blood taken. A, it raises the veins so they're more visible.
Also, didn't know that. Also hides the THC. Yeah.
Nah, just water.
Gold seal.
Very cute laugh.
Gold seal.
That's right. Doesn't
invest.
Let me see.
Just waters it back.
And just before, one final thought, I wouldn't be doing my two quickies.
Okay.
Ann Curry, we usually have to cover at least once a month.
Yeah.
Ann Curry, thanks for using the sad voice today about the dead fat cat.
Oh, meow
you
the in, cat.
You, oh, no.
You meow. Incredible
Oh, and you know, oh, God, really?
Sorry, I had to throw one.
You know what I really enjoyed when they were talking about the 39-pound meow, the cat dying, and they put it in almost like the kicker position.
Like it's a real news story, the failing, flailing Today Show.
And also, I wonder if it had anything to do when you have a cat that weighs 40 flipping pounds, if you start shopping it around the country using airfare and putting it on TV, that can't stress the heart out, can it? So they get on there, and Natalie Morales, who's really just, you know, bailing the water out of the boat,
because
Today Show is going down like crazy.
Exactly.
And she's like, and a sad note, the death of Meow the cat. And they just, and Ann Curry comes back and says, that's so
she's
sad.
Her voice like this.
And a reminder for all of America that's overweight. Okay.
Yeah,
way to bring it home, man. Yeah.
Really, that's how stupid that
show
is. Go
put
gotten.
On another magenta blouse.
Way to go, Rob. Way to tee off on her.
I hate her.
Speaking of the Spiewak family, shout out to HBS. Want to shout out to HBS. Horny Bob Spiewak.
Was he up to no good last
just
night?
Just commenting on BS Lynn's page.
Yeah, sure, and why not?
He never misses an opportunity.
Number one fan. Yeah,
comment on those nudes. Yeah. How about you, Bob? Well, Horny Bob Spiewak.
No marriage lasts forever.
We'll take a break and come back with the audio
or job.
Bob Spiewak right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. God, sometimes I wonder whether I don't drink coffee and I don't, you know, snort cocaine before the show.
It's passion. It's fire. It's passion and fire.
That's what it
just
is.
I was a mile. We were all a mile a minute.
Well, you gave 60 pints of blood this morning. You're probably a little lightheaded.
We ought to all run for office.
Yeah.
How about we'll just run for the same office? We'll be six co-presidents.
My name is Mike O'Mara. And I approve that message.
That's
Oscar's going to get us five cameras pretty soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got five cameras that are going to be working in here. We're very excited.
Yeah, I
want to
thank Todd Moore.
Who?
Todd Moore.
No, that Todd.
Tech 411 and White Noise.
What show would that be?
That would be a show on, it's a computer show. It's a show about gadgets.
That's right. That's
a show
is
about
nice.
Apps.
Technology.
Technology.
It's on the Moore Network. Very you should good. Check it out. Yeah.
But we worked diligently and we busted our ass and we finally figured it out. We cracked the code to actually have more than two or three cameras running off of one computer.
Bring
very
our
cool.
hardware. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're hating it too. Did you hate it when you saw that Oscar had figured out something you were trying to figure out for like a month? RJ, did you hate that?
I know we could throw more hardware at it and make it work, but no, I was very glad to see it. Yes.
So he was happy for it.
Right now, RJ,
did you say you knew how to do it and you just didn't do it?
No, I did not know how to do it.
Okay, thank you.
That's
right now, RJ feels
you did it.
RJ feels like he bought like eight chances in that Michigan Credit Union,
but he's
and Oscar just won the cash.
He's proud of Oscar.
Segment three, Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. Extreme summer heat right around the corner. Don't be left stranded by your old AC system. CB Lucas and Mike Lucas, they are one of the more responsible vendor business, whatever you want to call them.
It's my favorite socialist plumber.
They are best.
Right. No, it's simply a joke.
Do you have to throw a hand grenade on every sponsorship that I read?
It's simply a joke. He's great. He's worked at my house.
CB Lucas, for all your air conditioning needs, if you need a new system, CB Lucas has 48-month same-as-cash financing for TMOS listeners or instant rebates on qualifying Trane systems. Need a plumber? They do that, too. I didn't know they did that. And now I'm done with using anybody else for
good.
My plumbing.
Right. Good.
CB Lucas can take care of that, too. For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas. Click their ad on our website. Let's open up the audio wall.
Thank you for opening
Thursday. This is May 8th, 2012.
Last night on Access Hollywood, when we came back from that break, we played Hotel California, which try as classic rock radio did, they could not kill that song. That's a right. pretty great record.
It sure you know, is.
And I love what I love about Hotel California is I love the different versions of it. I probably got three or four.
Oh, the live on one that they did a couple years ago was great.
That's the best one.
And it's got such almost like scary imagery in it.
Joe Walsh rocks.
Yeah. And Glenn Frey was on Access Hollywood last night, and he explained aspects of the song I never understood, but
always
wondered about. Do you know what the phrase Tiffany Twisted means?
No, I don't.
When he sings Tiffany
Twisted. Got the Tiffany Twisted.
Check it out. Here's the clip nice. And the explanation of the lyric.
She likes Rodeo Drive. She likes the nice things in life, the really nice things.
Talking about a girl that likes Tiffany.
Her mind is twisted by Tiffany.
Her
Tiffany
mind
twisted.
Is Tiffany twisted.
Exactly. She likes the Mercedes and she has the Mercedes Benz.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought he always said definitely twisted.
Yeah, and you know, that's another one. That song is so ingrained in your head, you're hearing the wrong lyrics for years and they just become fact to you.
Damn, that's right. Very cool. That's amazing. Yeah.
I don't know why I don't like Glenn Frey.
Because he looks kind of doughy.
And he looks like he shouldn't be a rock and roller.
But you know what? I think he has plenty of money. I bet he doesn't want the economy to be redistributed. He also, now, Buzz, I cross this out to the whole room, but to you in particular, hold your answer if you know.
Okay.
What is meant by the phrase, the warm smell of colitas?
I do not know.
And I always thought it was a drink.
Oh.
You know, like a piña colada. It sounds to me like, yeah.
I'm going to say it's a tree. It's a shrub of some kind.
Let's hear what happened.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair.
Here's the lyric in question.
Warm smell of colitas rising up through the air.
Hey, what is it?
Colitas is the top of the marijuana plant. The very tip is called Little Tails. That's colitas. So it was our secret way of saying the guy was lighting up.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, live and learn.
Where did you get that? That's awesome.
This is from Access Hollywood last
night. Yeah, I actually hate what you bring.
That is very cool.
Awesome.
I will now, this is a double shot quiz.
Okay.
That's a nice compliment.
The last two lines, you know what? Luckily, I'm not listening. Normally, I'm pulling an Oscar. The last two lines of the song, do you know what they are? And can you explain them? It's one of the most chilling couplets in rock and roll, I think. And it's not really a couplet because it doesn't rhyme.
You can check out anytime you want, but you just can't kill the beast?
You can't leave. You can never leave.
You can
check in anytime, but you can never leave.
Here is Glenn Frey explaining that lyric.
You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
I know that's a drug reference, and he's referring to heroin addiction.
Actually, you are incorrect. 20 down. Reset the board, and we go back to Peggy Cass.
We're prisoners of paradise, you know? I mean, how many Hollywood stars have tried to leave Hollywood only to leave and come back?
But it's in your blood.
Yeah.
You can never leave.
It's they're addicted to fame.
Ah.
Wow.
Cool.
Anyway, so that's a little diagnosis of Hotel California. Yeah. Great song. Great album. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Probably one of the best ever written.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I mean, Hotel California. I love that.
Every element of the song is pretty fantastic.
Are they still touring?
Until the money runs out, then they'll tour again. No, I think they were the first band to charge over $100 for a concert ticket.
Wow.
And I think anyone that still has that kind of draw, they'll tour until they die.
What they were booed off stage as an opening act for what artist? Does anybody remember my trivia question?
The Beatles?
No.
And I
don't know.
Rod Stewart and Faces.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a long time.
I like Mirrors on the Ceiling, Pink Champagne on Ice. We are all prisoners here of our own device.
Yeah,
that's great. Great lyrics.
It is
tremendous
stuff.
Lyrics.
And you awesome. Know what? If you don't have that song, you can buy it on Amazon through MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yay!
All the versions. All the versions.
Very capitalist of
another you. Another great band or that's singer, awesome. And I think Oscar likes this guy too, is Boyobi.
BYOB?
BOB.
BOB, or I think it's Boyobi. I think that's, I actually had to call a top 40
station. It's capital B period, little O period, capital B period.
BOB.
And he is releasing a new song.
The kids love him.
And I think you'll enjoy not only a sample of his new rap hip hop record, but also his plans. He, like you, has plans.
Okay.
And I found this fascinating.
BOB.
This is a song.
We're gonna perform on the moon. Before the end of this lifetime, I will perform on the moon. You heard it first, May 1st, 2012. You heard it here. I will perform on the moon.
Going to the moon.
And when I'm on the moon, I'm gonna take this footage and I'm gonna play it on the screen. before the show starts.
I'm out of my f***ing mind. Out of his effing mind. He's going to perform on the moon, Mike.
If there isn't a fatty the size
of a
military shell.
Yeah, he got some bad weed.
Oh, he is smoking. He is smoking.
Now, I don't know that I would go to the moon to see him perform, but you know who I would go to see is a guy named Jack Stebbins. This is on our YouTube page. You're a pretty good whistler. You're a loud whistler.
I'm not a good whistler.
You're a loud whistler.
Well, I'm a good, like, I can't whistle like Andy Griffith whistles. But I can whistle really loud if I want to, like, get somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Can you get a cab. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's impressive.
That's piercing. Pretty good.
That now,
the thing that's amazing
is that how you
here,
get Carla?
This is not a
yes,
this is not a finger in the mouth whistle like you.
Right.
But this guy has figured out a way. He's a piano teacher. Uh-huh. He can whistle chords. He can do two notes at once.
That's crazy.
While
talk.
He whistles.
I don't believe you.
I'm liking this.
I did not believe it until I watched this old guy sit down. He's not a particularly technique-wise great whistler, but he does whistle chords. I'm glad you mentioned the Andy Griffith Show because that's the tune he does.
Ooh, cool.
Let him get past the first part and you will hear this is only one guy whistling. Listen here.
Amazing. How do he do that?
How does he do that?
I have no idea, because not only is he making two distinct sounds, they're harmonizing perfectly.
Does he have a gap in his teeth like I do?
You know what? I couldn't see.
Yeah, but it can't happen automatically. He's got to go in the different direction with the notes.
Doesn't it also sound like in the background he's playing Jenga while he's doing it?
Well, like any YouTube video, it's wonderfully mic'd. Here he is also doing Beethoven's Chorale Fantasy Oboe Duet. I thought you might like this, so I pulled another one here. One guy, one take.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that great?
We must know more. We got to run this guy down to the lab.
Jack Stebbins is his name. Piano
Very
teacher.
Scary. All right.
Now, he's
we got
a
time
good
for a couple more.
Okay,
we're running super late.
Do two more. Sheryl Crow, now 50, and actually still pretty guilty.
Mm-hmm.
She looks pretty good. She was recently on stage doing one of her biggest hits, Soak Up the Sun. I think you probably know most of the words.
Mm-hmm.
Sheryl Crow does not.
So I'm stuck here watching TV.
Happens.
Warm smell of Kalita.
That's what I'm saying here. I'm 50. What can I say? My brain is gone to
She says, I'm 50. What can I say? My brain has turned to S. That's right. But you know what? No one looks better for getting words.
Yeah,
and we will close with Conan O'Brien with his take. Now, you know, the Octomom finally shot her masturbation porno video.
Oh, gross.
I'm sorry. Let me take that again.
That is so gross.
The Octomom, Nadia Suhlman, has finally completed. That's a better verb.
So to speak.
Yes.
So she made a porno?
Yeah, well, her porno, her definition, she said she would never do porno where she had to touch anyone else or have someone touch her. So it's a solo effort.
Gotcha.
And
gross.
This is Conan O'Brien's take on Nadia Suhlman.
I couldn't believe this. The Octomom just filmed her first porn movie. In fact, it had the only opening bigger than the Avengers.
Gross.
And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
We'll take a break and come back with news and buzz right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Delighted to have you with us. Let's get right to it without further ado. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Sherry's Berries. You can still say Happy Mother's Day to all the moms in your life with a really unique gift, those giant dipped strawberries.
May I tell you a story?
Please do.
I got them from my mom-o.
Good. Good
move. She's getting them delivered on May 10th.
Uh-huh.
And I am a little excited because I got the extra one by putting our code in.
Right.
Oh, you got doppelberries.
And I also threw in, I didn't know this, but on the website, they a lot of these companies do this, but it's great because I like to add the little gifts at the end.
Chachkis.
I threw in some cookies.
Oh, you can do this. They
because
have these things.
It was a choice between getting the cookies or getting those little lollipop cakes.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, they're going to, this is so perfect. If you've got a senior citizen in your life, this to me is the Uber gift for Mother's Day.
Oh, an Uber gift for a woman of any age.
I think you're absolutely right.
I got some for my stepmom, in fact, and they even have a two-day delivery thing where she gets flowers one day, and the next day she gets the chocolate-dipped strawberries.
You're a good son.
Jesus, don't turn into a federal issue.
All right,
just
give them the particulars,
Day.
Buzz.
All right, well, you get it in milk, dark, or white chocolate. You can get them decorated with icing, nuts, or chocolate chips. Prices start at just $19.99, and as Mike mentioned, because we had such a great response to our ads for Sherry's Berries last week, our listeners have the extra opportunity to still double their berries this week for just an extra $10. You can say thanks to all the moms in your life. Just call 866-FRUIT-02 or visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone, type in TMOS for a special offer, but you better hurry. That offer expires at midnight Thursday, Sherry's Berries.
I can't believe I forgot this. You mentioned those cake pops, which are the craze with the kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lady my mom works with, Andrea, has made cake pops of our heads. And I have them in my freezer at home. I must bring them in tomorrow.
You can eat us.
Yes, you can eat us. And even they put on Buzz's glasses. Oscar is a different color. The detail is, hey, I didn't do them.
Hey, it's the details.
But you know what? Actually, they're based on our Strineisms, our Strine
Really?
Faces. And you know what? They are so flippin' comical. I've got to remember to bring them in tomorrow. I make myself a
Please
note. But
do.
We'll have cake pops tomorrow.
Look forward to it.
Grab just below the head and lick.
Hey.
What is that about?
I have no idea.
He's all sexed
between
up.
The GSA and Secret Service scandals, we're starting to think our government can't do anything right. It can, and it did. The CIA has successfully foiled a bomb plot planned for the anniversary of bin Laden's death, and
that.
The FBI says the bomb was removed from an American-bound transatlantic flight before it could be detonated. They also have the guy, the suicide bomber.
No, do they have him?
That's what I'm hearing
now.
The guy they don't have is the guy who built the bomb.
Maker.
That's the guy they're looking for.
And he's the same guy that put the bombs in the print cartridges. He's the bomb mastermind.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
right.
See, when I was watching the guy get interviewed today, I didn't know whether they had him or they, you know, or he might be down at the bottom of a hole somewhere.
Well, either way, we have him.
He's not going to be a threat.
Dead or alive, we have him.
The guy that was, is he the security, the head of security for the Obama administration? Mm-hmm. He looks kind of like a hard ass, doesn't he?
He looks good. I like that
guy. Scares me just a little bit.
U.S. intelligence uncovered this plot. The bomb, which was not detected by conventional methods, was apparently planted by Al-Qaeda in Yemen. That's the country that gave us the unsuccessful underwear bomber before, and before that, as Rob mentioned, the ink cartridge bomb plot. President Obama's been kept apprised of this since sometime last month, and the U.S. continues to watch what's left of Al-Qaeda, which is mainly just in Yemen and that area now.
Let me piss off the liberals again. Let's turn Yemen into a sinkhole. Can we do that? Can we turn Yemen into a friggin' sinkhole.
Yeah, and then send Kerry Sanders to cover it.
That's right.
All those innocent people.
What's that?
All those innocent people.
Give them some fair warning to get
collateral
out.
Damage, Oscar.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
can we change the name of Yemen? I don't care for that name.
Yaman.
No,
that would be somewhere else.
Vacation spot.
Al-Qaeda, maybe someday, Oscar. Al-Qaeda isn't the only terrorist group that's dwindling. The Taliban is shrinking, according to a Pentagon spokesman. Navy Captain John Kirby describes the terror group as having lost momentum in a much weaker position, he says, and on their heels.
Taliban.
More good news.
Man, my Taliban is shrinking. I got out of the shower on a cold morning.
Yeah, you need to do is turn up your hot water.
I swear to God, I just wanted to shout out, you know, free mushrooms.
Mike's Taliban.
But about that Secret Service scandal, the Colombian call girl at the center of the story did another TV interview yesterday, calling the Secret Service men she encountered stupid brutes. Dania Suarez, Dania,
I have
what
it
do
as
you think?
Dania Suarez. Yeah. And I actually, you know, Buzz, I didn't get to it in the vault. I can play some tape of her if
you
read
it. Oh, sure. No, roll it. Yeah.
She speaks in a
perfect.
Foreign language, but there's a translator.
We
so
can
Oscar can
good.
Have the day.
Let's
off.
Roll it.
They like to show off their bodies, great bodies, well-defined abs. They like attention, and we Colombian women are not used to that. I was surprised that every time he danced with me, he lifted up his sweater so I could see. They were full of themselves. There was another crazy guy that will jump up on the bar. It seems obvious that they were used to doing it, because people that do this for the first time are very shy. I'm not to blame for being attractive. They are to blame for leaving their duty behind. They seem like completely stupid, idiots. I don't know how Obama had them in his security force. What dumb men.
From the mouths of hookers.
Wow. Well, actually, you really could say from the mouths of
the
babes.
Yeah, actually.
Remember when we went dancing and you were always showing off your abs?
Constantly. It's what I do.
We have
you got it, flaunt it.
We have our own reliable source here in the States who's familiar with a number of Secret Service agents. She says she found most of them to be arrogant and considering themselves to be above the law. Hmm. There may be a problem there, a cultural problem in the Secret Service.
Interesting.
The big threats to this country may be, though, baked goods and Howard Stern. In Massachusetts, lawmakers have voted to ban fundraising bake sales at schools to try to help fight obesity. They're also looking at banning treats at after-school events, as well as door-to-door candy sales.
I heard Howard Stern invented bake sales.
You know, it is part of our culture, though. I mean, you go to anything. I mean, you guys had cookies and pizza at the training center.
But selling candy bars is how the band raises money. So,
as a matter of fact, I was there's a rule in Fairfax County based on me in seventh grade selling candy.
Really?
Yeah, I used to, at the bowling alley we
went
to. It's
called the Spiewak Law.
Well, no, they actually had to change the rules. There was nothing that says I couldn't buy lollipops for a dime and then sell them for a quarter. I couldn't keep them on the shelf.
God.
They said, you're not allowed to do that. I said, well, you know, the band sells candy.
You know that part of you that does that?
Yeah.
You know, I need that,
right?
That's right.
You know,
that's what we talked about before the show.
That's right. Michael Mara lollipops.
That's right. Okay.
25 cents delivered. Right?
Lick them.
Right on.
Don't let me down.
And the Parents Television Council. Parents Television Council. You may remember them. They're pushing advertisers to boycott America's Got Talent because of the vile stuff they're just sure Howard Stern is going to do but hasn't done yet.
Yeah, of course. Let's attack him before he even gets on the air.
Don't worry, people are going to boycott it when they realize the show sucks. It's really a non-issue.
This might work then. We would read you the PTC's letter about this, but it's not fit for radio. You can find it online. Oh, and gays, of course. In North Carolina today,
of course,
they're voting on a proposal that would restrict marriage to one man and one woman, thereby outlawing gay marriage. And among the robocalls going out today, one features Bill Clinton urging people to vote against that measure. And although President Obama didn't want to make gay marriage an issue in this campaign, his people have done it for him. Education Secretary Arne Duncan and others in the administration have followed Joe Biden's lead and come out in favor of gay marriage, leaving the president in a tricky political spot during a race that couldn't be tighter.
Issues aside, never give a cabinet post to someone named Arne.
Arne! Great golfer.
Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, but he's not a cabinet guy. You don't want him doing policy. He can mix lemonade and tea.
Men's Health Magazine says Orlando might be the happiest place on earth, or at least the most porn-obsessed. Orlando tops that magazine's list of cities with the most adult stores, porn downloads, porn web searches, Cinemax subscribers, streams, and rentals. Las Vegas is second on the list, followed by Wilmington, Delaware, wow, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Charlotte, North Carolina.
There's a reason they call it Fantasyland.
Wow. Yeah. Orlando. That's the middle part of Thank You, Florida.
They do have good clubs there, right?
Yeah, Walt,
I don't know if they do.
They did.
I thought Tampa did, but I didn't know about Orlando.
Mons Venus. That's Tampa, right?
That's Tampa.
That's legendary.
That's
Walt
Tampa.
Loved
it's
that place. And Donald.
And if you're a perv and proud of it, there's an app for that. A couple, in fact. Boink is the new 99-cent app to help you find someone who shares your sexual proclivities right down to positions. And it works just like Bump, as a matter of fact. And the other one is Snapchat, a new free app that allows you to send sexting messages that self-destruct after 10 seconds, even works with photos.
Was always so...
And I haven't played in a while, just so I thought it might
didn't
be
mean
nice
to send that.
And finally, Oklahoma City police have finally arrested the guy who kept calling 911 to talk dirty to the operators.
Yeah, Mike.
Saturday, he called at least 17 times, and it turns out this was his third arrest for that. Clyde Hobbs is 72 years old.
Yeah.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He would have called more, but he has a rotary phone.
You'll pardon the absence of light, Mr. Hobbs.
That was him. It was Robert Prosky calling in.
That's right. It's a prevarication. Our show today was brought to you by Smart Smoke, the premium e-cigarette. Smart Smoke has the nicotine you crave, but without tar, odor, secondhand smoke, or carcinogens. Same-day shipping and a money-back guarantee. Smart Smoke, the smarter alternative to tobacco, and it costs 80% less than traditional tobacco products. Try the new Omega 2 with a heavy-duty design and up to 14 hours of battery life. To see all the styles, flavors, and strengths, just click the Smart Smoke ad on our website.
Ooh.
That's it. We'll see you with another one tomorrow. You're out of town tomorrow.
Yes.
Enjoy your vacation.
Have a great holiday, Oscar.
In Cabo. Have a fantastic time. Appreciate and we'll all see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.